From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Gary Miller is reporting for Columbia Green Media that Greene County legislators again pushed decision-making on the Greene County jail issue down the road, tabling a measure for $39 million in bonds for a new jail at a meeting of the Public Safety Committee July 9th. Legislators are discussing sharing a jail with Columbia County, where some jobs would be lost but taxes would not have to be raised, and spending more than any other construction project in Greene County history, with an inevitable tax increase to build a jail in Coxsackie. The current jail in Catskill was listed among the five worst in the state and was shut down April 20th on safety concerns. Currently, Greene County is sharing a jail with Ulster County. In May, the legislature did not vote on a bond resolution for the $51.4 million that would cover some of the cost of the new 96-bed jail behind the Greene Correctional Facility off Route 9W in Coxsackie. The interest included, the cost of the jail would be much higher. Public Safety Committee Chairman William Lawrence, the Republican of Cairo, on July 9th, delayed the vote on the bond until the September committee meeting, but said the proposal could raise property taxes by $29 per $100,000 of assessed home value. At the July 9th meeting, legislator Lori Torgerson, the Democrat of Windham, said, and I quote, "The public is not aware we have not done our homework. We consistently put out incorrect facts. What we're talking about is $41.7 million plus interest and whether or not there's a better way we can spend that money," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Marie J. French reports at Politico that Cynthia Nixon, a Democrat running for governor, has a large carbon tax at the center of her energy policy with a goal to eliminate all human-caused greenhouse emissions by 2050. Nixon's campaign has cited a study by researchers at the Political Economy Research Institute at the University of Massachusetts Amherst, with a carbon tax starting at $35 per ton in 2021 and rising to $75 per ton in 2030, that would produce $7 billion in revenues that could go to taxpayers switching from natural gas or solar to geothermal energy. Nixon campaign spokesperson Laura Hitt said the tax on fossil fuels could be even larger, with one current bill in the state legislature, New York A107-17R, that goes as high as $185 per ton. Currently, all but six of the 26 jurisdictions with a carbon price in the world are at levels below $36 per ton, according to the World Bank. And in Washington State in the U.S., voters are considering a tax starting at $15 per ton in November. Cuomo campaign spokesman Liz Smith said in a statement, and I quote, "Cuomo put into place a nation-leading clean energy standard that mandates 50% of New York's grid come from renewable energy by 2030. The goal is to transition to 100% renewable energy, which is why he ordered NYSERDA to issue a thorough report that lays out the roadmap and timeline to implement it," end quote. Read the full story at Politico. Paul Brooks in the Times Herald reports that it did not take long for the campaign of Representative John Faso to go after his Democratic opponent, Antonio Delgado, for the hip-hop album he released more than a decade ago. It took less than 2 weeks for the attacks over the hip-hop CD Painfully Free Delgado released on the Static Entertainment label in 2006. Faso said in a release statement, and I quote, "I was shocked and surprised to learn Mr. Delgado authorized some very troubling and offensive song lyrics. The tone and tenor of his lyrics, as reported, are not consistent with the views of most people in our district, nor do they represent a true reflection of our nation. Mr. Delgado's lyrics paint an ugly and false picture of America," end quote. Delgado defended his earlier work. He said via email, and I quote, "My decision to pursue a career in hip-hop was consistent with hip-hop's long and rich history of addressing the social and racial injustices that plague America. If you listen to the content of the lyrics, my mission is clear," end quote. Then on the phone July 9th, Delgado said Faso's attack was, and I quote, "right out of the political playbook of the right to play to stereotypes. Any attempt to turn me into a right-wing caricature of a hip-hop artist is going to fail, because it's not who I am, and the voters of New York 19 have shown they know better." Read the full story in the Times Herald Record. Patricia R. Doxey reports in the Daily Freeman that Governor Andrew Cuomo signed a bill July 10th requiring chain pharmacies to take back unused drugs they sell. Ulster County Executive Michael Hine believes that when the law goes into effect in January, there will be, and I quote, less opioids on the street. It's real, end quote. The Drug Take Back Act also requires pharmaceutical manufacturers to pay for the program. While Hine says the law will affect the opioid issue, the environmental organization Riverkeeper believes the law will help the state's waterways. Dan Shapley, director of Riverkeeper's Water Quality Program, said, and I quote, the data Riverkeeper has collected with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and Cornell University show large numbers of pharmaceuticals in the Hudson River. Giving people convenient access to take-back options will help prevent flushing of unused medications, eliminating one source of drugs in our waters, end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org.